This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in the cattle markets?
Well, Leslie, today we saw mixed trading take place in our live cattle and feeder cattle. Interesting enough, third day of the week, and we did not manage to make any new highs today in live cattle or feeder cattle, despite seeing more upside than downside take place. Choice box beef at midday, 35 cents higher, selects up $1.02 on a movement of 91 loads. Saw the estimated cattle kill of 111,000 head today. And we saw the hog market make new highs for the week, but close a little bit on the negative side today. We saw the close, Feb cattle, 50 cents higher. April live cattle, 32 higher. Jan feeders up 55 cents. March feeders, 20 higher. And Feb lean hogs were down 27 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Wheat Watch 2016, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. This 2016 hard red winter wheat crop in Oklahoma looking great. More potential in it than perhaps any time in recent years. And Dr. Jeff Edwards of Oklahoma State University says there's some things you can do as a manager of your wheat crop to make sure that you get the most production possible.
There's so much we can do with the wheat crop in terms of timely application, fungicides, fertilizer, weed control. You're going to have that cost. So why not get the most bang for your buck with a timely application? With fungicides, you know, if you're going to split those applications, the first one needs to be about jointing or just thereafter. The second one, after the flag leaf is fully extended. That flag leaf application is a pretty narrow window, so there's nothing wrong with kind of making plans for that now and pulling the trigger if you need to in the spring.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Tom, what turned things negative across the wheat sector?
Well, I think it kind of proves the fact that yesterday's report, despite the market acting as strong as it did in wheat, corn, and soybeans, really didn't have enough substance behind it to maintain even higher trade. Interesting enough is wheat closed negative today, and it was the only contract that actually did make a new high for the week but could not stay positive. While we did have positive closes in corn and soybeans today, but they did not make new highs for the week. And once again, we didn't have any fresh news today, back like it was before the report came out on Tuesday. On the close, March KC wheat 4¾ lower, July KC down 4 cents, and March Chicago wheat closed 3¼ lower. March corn closed 1¼ higher, July corn up 0.75, March soybeans 5½ higher, July soybeans 4 cents higher, March cotton was up 55 points, and as we speak, we are seeing the stock market sell off right now to the downside as we've dropped over 300 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.